Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This program is going to be enormously successful in stabilizing the U.S. economy while hardworking Americans who lost their jobs or aren't able to work because of the medical situation that they get help.
Steve Mnuchin there this weekend talking about what he hopes is going to be accomplished by this stimulus. Remember not so long ago when
the president invoked his tax cut. Remember that?
And it was a reduction in your taxes that get taken out of your paycheck. And the president's point was it's going to be like $1,000 back in the pocket of the taxpayer. And Nancy Pelosi said at the time, those are peanuts. Remember that comment? When she said that. And now suddenly she thinks the $1,200 that you're going to get in the stimulus plan is going to be the biggest windfall in the history of man. It's just funny how $1,000 then is so different than $1,000 now. I'm still not convinced that $1,100 or $1,200 in somebody's pocket, and for a married couple, $2,400 is going to change their lives. It might help catch up on a few bills for people not working. Otherwise, a lot of people are probably going to stash it in the bank, I'm afraid, instead of going out and spending it, which is what we need to do to get the economy rolling again. But my point here is Senator Ron Johnson has an opinion piece that was published late yesterday in the USA Today. I think it's a great piece. He says, as we learn more about coronavirus, try to put things in perspective. And what happens in this country if we leave things shut down indefinitely? He said he's not aware of any public official who's calling for a complete opening of the U.S. economy, including the president. But what people are saying is that as we learn more about COVID-19, we need to evaluate the total societal cost of this awful disease and try to put things in perspective. Here's his point. Each year, approximately 48,000 Americans commit suicide, and an estimated 67,000 die of a drug overdose. That level of individual despair has occurred in a strong economy with near record low levels of unemployment in virtually every demographic. So prior to COVID, forget COVID for a minute, before this happened, think of those numbers. 120 or 30,000 Americans died every year just from those two issues. So back to Ron Johnson's point here. Imagine the potential psychological and human toll if this shutdown continues indefinitely, unemployment reaches 20% or higher, and as some now predict, we sink into a deep recession or depression. He says the $2 trillion coronavirus bill is an imperfect attempt to mitigate some of that economic fallout, is how he looks at it. And he says, in addition to the current human toll, future generations are going to have to pay for this. And I think his point is well taken. Every premature death is a tragedy. But death is an unavoidable part of life. More than 2.8 million people die each year, nearly 7,700 a day. The 2017-2018 flu season was exceptionally bad, with 61,000 deaths attributed to it. Can you imagine the panic if those mortality statistics were attributed to a new virus and reported nonstop? See his point here. If at the beginning of every year the media talked about the fact, well, guess what? 61,000 of you are going to die this year from the regular flu. But they don't do that. And we don't shut down things every year because of the regular flu. Now, I understand this is not the regular flu. It's more viral. It gets you. But his point is a good one. A common sense approach would be to keep businesses shut down that are a bigger problem, that pose the greatest risk for the virus spread, and let other businesses decide for themselves, if they're essential, that they can reopen and rehire when the threat subsides. He's not talking about tomorrow, but he's talking about maybe by the end of April, because you can't let this go on forever. You have to balance it out. 314-241-9797. Hans von Spakovsky coming up at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.